Marketing. There'll be lots of robust conversation, even argument about what it is and how to do it. However, if you stick to the basics and keep it really simple, could marketing be everything you do to attract people into your business? Which means marketing is a lot of things, hundreds and thousands of things. However, there is probably a tick box, a checklist, some things to make sure that you've got going that you are doing and that you're doing them at the best possible way so that you're attracting the right people into your business. And that all starts with asking the right questions at the start of your marketing plan, which is, who am I? What do I stand for? What does my business stand for? And have 3 to 5 words to describe you as a business, as a person. So then everything you do after that, you would simply ask yourself, would a happy, healthy, fit, strong person do this? Would they have a sign that looks like this? Would they have a car that looks like this? What would their uniform look like? What would their business look like? Their website look like? Their brochure, their business card? So the fundamentals, the foundation of all of your marketing is to decide who you are, what you stand for, what your core values are, and then make sure everything to do with your business is representative of those words. Then the next question is, what do you do? To attract the right people into your business, you have to be able to tell that story really effectively. But even more importantly, what you'll do for your clients. So when somebody reads your marketing, or they go to your website, or they see your uniform, or anything to do with how you attract people into your business, your marketing, people would be able to say, that sounds like me, they're talking to me, they can help me, and or they can help me or somebody else in my life. So it's not about a pretty picture or a great logo or a lovely uniform or a smart looking car or a great signage on your building or beautiful equipment in your facility. It's all about what you can do for other people. So people need to be saying, they can help me and they can help somebody else in my life. And of course, your business then needs to, the simplistic part of business is this, find a problem, find a solution and create a wow experience. So if people believe that you can help them solve their problem, make their life better, find a solution to their challenge and then do it with a wow experience, then of course you'll have a successful business. But marketing is telling that story. Marketing is sharing with people what you do, why you do it, what you stand for, and how you can help them so that they'll actually want to do business with you. So your marketing is very simple then. You need to get people's attention, which simply means, hey, that's me, they're talking to me. You've got to create interest, which is more about, they've got all the things that can help me fix my challenge. They're going to do it in a way that's really different to everybody else. You have to create desire for people to call you. So you actually have to be able to show the facts or the testimonials of your clients or the things that people have experienced in your business that will want people or want to make people call you, get in contact with you, send you an email, send you a text, want to do business with you. And that, of course, is taking action. So the second part of the fundamentals of marketing is AIDA, get people's attention, create interest, create desire and get them to take action. So that process is pretty simple. Then, of course, it's about, well, where do I put my marketing dollars? Where do I invest my dollars to make sure that I tell my story effectively, that people know what I do and what I stand for, and that I can help them with the challenges that they've got or help provide solutions for the problems that they've got. So of course you could have a Facebook page, you can do Facebook advertising. There's all manner of social media. You obviously could have a website and you could then make that website attractive to Google so that when people type in words to do with your business, that your name would come up. A great idea, of course, is to send personal communication to the people within a 1 to 5 kilometer radius of where your business is, or to get in contact with all the people in your life personally rather than a brochure or an email or a text message. A personal handwritten note is obviously really effective. It's been suggested that you meet all the people in your 1 to 5 kilometer radius so that people know that you are the specialist in the challenge that they have. So you are the forefront in people's mind when whatever the challenge is that you provide a solution for comes up. So if you are a gym, you're a personal training studio, people think of you as the expert in a particular area. So ideally, people know that you specialize in what you can do for them, and everybody that you come in contact with, you would share that with them. So when people say, hello, how are you? You would say, how do you think I am? I've just helped one of my clients lose 20 kilos and she's about to do a fun run. I'm having an awesome day. How are you? So you're not just meeting people, but you're actually sharing with people what it is that you do. When somebody asks you, what do you do? Rather than saying, I'm a personal trainer or I'm a fitness professional, you would say, I'm a fitness professional who specializes in helping sports people to kick further, jump higher and run faster. Do you have a sports person in your life who would like to be able to do that? So make sure that you have really good communication as far as your marketing goes. Then, of course, there's signage. You can have signage at your business and then in key areas around your business. You might choose to have a great uniform and then put your car into a uniform so that you're a walking and driving billboard for your business. You may choose to do lead boxes in other people's businesses. You might have a market research forum. You want to make sure that your voicemail message and the way you answer the phone is a way to attract people into your business. So when you do your voicemail message, it has either your happy smiley voice sharing with people what it is that you do, or you've got the voice of one of your clients telling people what you've done for them. It might be one of your children telling the world that their mummy or daddy is the best personal trainer or fitness professional in the world and they should leave a message so that you can help them too. Make sure that what you do with your communication to the outside world always shares with people what you can do for them. You might choose to have a promotional stand at a mall or a fitness expo, at a market, outside your business. You might join a business networking group. You could run seminars or chat at other people's seminars in your area. You may want to have a weekly or monthly newsletter. You might do magic moment marketing, and that's obviously covered absolutely, totally and completely in your Max Diploma program on how to make magic moment marketing working for you. The bottom line of that is that you have other businesses who are sharing your business with their clients, and they're doing that to create a magic moment for their clients. So they would put a gift card, a personal training session or a membership at your gym into a thank you letter to their clients to say, thank you for doing business with me. And as a special gift, I'm going to send you to the gym or give you a personal training session. So you've got other people marketing your business for you. You might decide to have a brochure. You might get business cards printed. You might do some radio or television advertising. You might choose to sponsor events or a sport in your local area. And there are literally hundreds and thousands of more ways to market your business. But ultimately, when it comes down to what's going to work for you, there's only two things. Number one is what you don't do doesn't work. So if you think that any of those things are a great idea or you've got some great ideas of your own, if you don't do them, of course, they're not going to work. The second thing is do the things that you are the most comfortable with. And if you aren't comfortable with any form of marketing, then do the thing that you would be the least uncomfortable with. But if you don't share with people what your business does and how you can provide them with a better life, a happier life, a fitter, stronger, more effective life, if you don't add value to their life, then they're not going to come and do business with you. So you have to be able to share that story really effectively. So choose what you're going to do carefully. If you want help, that's exactly what your Max program is all about. You watch and listen to all the marketing sessions, of course, but then any of your ideas and any of the things that you put together, whether it is your website or your Facebook page or the signage that you want to put on your business or the handwritten notes that you want to send out to your neighborhood, please have a personal mentor session so that you've got somebody else having a look at what you do and giving you ideas. There's a great expression that says, if you want to brainstorm, storm with people that have a brain. So your Max mentors are the people who are really excited about helping you with your business. There'll be plenty of people in your life who tell you you can't be successful and your marketing won't work and people won't come to a personal trainer and there's too many personal trainers, and you can listen to all of the people that tell you that rubbish, but it isn't true, because are there successful people who have marketed their business without spending any money and they've got the number of clients that they want to have? The answer is yes, and of course you can do that too. The most important thing is that everything you do to market your business is representative of who you are, what you stand for. So most importantly then, marketing is all about you being a great person that people want to do business with.